How to read the system. How can the system be read? With the power and consciousness of your Rab comprising your essence, that is, by evaluating the dimension perceived by the five senses with insight, foresight, and introspection. With the revelation by the angel who reads the preserved tablet, or Lev al-Mahfuz. As I tried to explain previously, terms such as religion, Quran, and Gabriel have not descended from a god in a specific location in space somewhere, as the concept of dimensions was not known to people in past centuries. It has been narrated as though things took place in the heavens. Let's consider an experience the Rasul had one day as he was praying. He saw heaven and hell, while the things he saw in paradise attracted him and incited him to reach out to them. The things he saw in hell repelled him and made him want to step back. As can be seen, such experiences are not confined to specific locations in space or on Earth, but are altogether relative and thus in higher or lower dimensions according to our perception. Things that are perceived and seen outside the scope of what everyone else perceives and sees are visions pertaining to other dimensions. The primary and biggest reason why religion isn't duly appraised today is because of the language barrier or the inability to understand the terms and concepts that are employed. But if we realize that religion is disclosed from a dimension, not a location, we can stop looking for God in space and understand the reality of Allah, angels, jinn, the life of this world and beyond. This is why we must understand the concept of dimensions well before we move on to topics of Lev al-Mahfuz, Gabriel, and what's been read. Amitulusi, 1992.